Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, December 4th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Narwhal. Leading off today, there's been growing pressure to protect children from age inappropriate content in both apps and websites at state and federal levels. A new proposal in the United States called the App Store Accountability Act aims to shift the responsibility from individual developers to app store operators themselves, and it's gaining momentum. Currently, it's the app developers who are legally responsible for ensuring that they carry out age verifications of their users where required. But we've already seen some state-by-state legislation in the U.S. that makes Apple and Google responsible for age verification instead, including Utah and Texas. A new federal bill, however, proposed in the United States, aims to make app store operators like Google and Apple responsible for that verification, not individual app developers. Apple historically has been opposed to this. Apple says that the right place to address age verification and to prioritize data minimization is on a per-app level, not on a marketplace level. Apple likens this to how alcohol sales in a mall require ID verification at the store level rather than asking every mall visitor for their date of birth. Apple says that requiring age verification at the app marketplace level isn't data minimization. Apple would have to collect sensitive personal information from all users, even if they don't access age-restricted applications. But still, Apple has already complied with legislation in Texas and Utah that require it to be the source of age verification, so if something like this gains nationwide momentum, then it too would be forced to comply. Next up today, a new report from Counterpoint Research shows that the iPhone's comeback in China is still going strong. For the past few months, multiple reports from China have shown that Apple has managed to put a years-long sales slump behind it in China and is seeing strong iPhone demand once again. And while the sales numbers began to look up even before the launch of the iPhone 17, Apple has steadily outgrown and outpaced the smartphone market since the new devices came out. The Counterpoint Research data released this week says that the iPhone was the clear winner of China's month-long Singles Day sales festival, which wrapped up on November 11th. Singles Day is an annual shopping event in China that is described as the world's largest online shopping event. The Counterpoint Research data shows that the iPhone 17 accounted for 26% of all smartphones sold during the festival, which is particularly notable given that overall smartphone sales rose just 3% year over year. Without the iPhone 17, the market would have posted a 5% decline year over year. While limited to China, these numbers track with the expectations Apple set in its most recent quarterly report, when the company said it was heading into what should be its best quarter ever, with over $140 billion of revenue. And with multiple weeks of the holiday shopping season still ahead of us, it certainly seems like Apple is on track to meet that guidance. We are sponsored this week by Narwhal. Smart cleaning pioneer Narwhal is officially launching their Cyber Monday and Black Friday discounts, offering record low prices on its entire lineup at up to 49% off. There's the flagship Narwhal Pro, which now costs just $9.99 instead of $14.99, or the entry-level best value Frio X10 Pro at under $500. This is Narwhal's biggest ever Cyber Monday and Black Friday sales, with record low pricing on every model. Don't miss your chance to bring smart cleaning to your house by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Narwhal for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, we have another Apple departure to talk about. Alan Dye, Apple's Vice President of Human Interface Design since 2015, is leaving the company. Bloomberg reports that Meta has poached Dye as part of its push into AI-equipped consumer devices. Stephen LeMay, a 26-year Apple veteran, will take over the role from Dye, who officially joins Meta on December 31st. In a statement to Bloomberg, Tim Cook said, quote, "Steve LeMay has played a key role in the design of every major Apple interface since 1999. He has always set an extraordinarily high bar for excellence and embodies Apple's culture of collaboration and creativity. Design is fundamental to who we are at Apple, And today we have an extraordinary design team working on the most innovative product lineup in our history. End quote. Dai informed Apple's top management of his departure this week, though Bloomberg says top management had already been bracing for the change. At Meta, Dai will lead a new design studio and oversee hardware, software, and AI integration across Meta's products, and his official title will be Chief Design Officer. Bloomberg says that Apple's design deputy, Billy Sorrentino, is also leaving the company to join Meta. Alan Dai's role at Apple has blossomed since the departure of Johnny Ive in 2019. Most recently, he oversaw the massive liquid glass overhaul in iOS 26 and personally unveiled that new design language at WWDC in June. He also played a key role in the design of Apple Vision Pro and Vision OS. These departures are just the latest in a string of changes in the top ranks at Apple. Again, this week, Apple announced that John Gianandrea, Senior Vice President of Machine Learning and AI, was stepping down from his position and will officially retire in the spring. Other recent departures include Chief Operating Officer Jeff Williams, who retired last month, as well as CFO Luca Maestri. There have also, of course, been rumors that the Tim Cook era at Apple might come to an end as soon as 2026. And finally, Apple has lost a trove of designers to Johnny Ive's Love From Design Company, as well as OpenAI. Ive and OpenAI are working together on AI-powered hardware under the brand I/O. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.